Hey, celebrate and rejoice. It's Rob Nichols and friends on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast. Not to be confused with Fly Me to the Moon, the song, or the fragrance for men.
Always confusing, but not in a scary way.
No.
Welcome to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast for, really, Watford. No, Hull City. We've done Watford. Just checking.
Long done. See, gone.
Just wondering if any of those folk who are downloading this podcast would actually were of a sort of podcast package, because obviously Watford has actually gone, and we were stung by the bees.
That was bad times.
Exactly.
The Hornets.
But all being well, things are on the up, even though we can honestly say that really Borough would do very well in the Champions League, because having drawn with Manchester City, who
yes.
obviously beat Barcelona 3-1.
Yes.
And of course, drawn with Leicester City, the champions of England, and are in the quarterfinal, or in the next stage.
Next stage, yeah. Absolutely.
Clearly, Borough's
Champions League team.
Champions League time is there.
Absolutely.
Why people aren't sort of going for that line. but let's welcome Jenny Finch to the Fly Me to the Moon podcast once again after a bit of a gap. Jenny, how are you?
I am fine. I'm very happy to be back. Thank you.
Excellent. And of course, Jenny's novels are available now from all good online retailers and major stores, actually. There we are. Including the Book Corner in Saltburn, which is moving to a slightly bigger place, I think, in the near future.
It is, yes. It's moving in February.
There you are. A bigger studio for us, Rob, when we actually do our next outside broadcast there. Anyway, let's share the Fly Me to the Moon notion of Leicester City.
Yes, indeed.
So close, but the beast is scoring not one, but two goals.
Absolutely. It was under pressure. I thought it was bizarre timing that so many people put him under pressure after the Chelsea game, which was, I think, we ran Chelsea very close, and Chelsea had absolutely hammered Everton the game before 5-0, when Everton had tried to attack them at Stamford Bridge. I think they went with three at the back and were completely turned over. So yes, Middlesbrough didn't absolutely go for it at home, but they did. We didn't sit back and defend. So there was a lot of there's been mounting criticism, obviously, the fact that Gredo hasn't scored since the opening game of the season. But he's still playing a he's got his back to goal. He's trying to put other people in. It's up to those players to get in and around him as much as anything. But obviously, his confidence was down, but he certainly came back at Leicester. I didn't realise at the time that the first goal that he scored looked like a fantastic finish, but he actually did like a Bolo Zenden, where he kicked it with his wrong foot. But certainly, he was instrumental in the build-up, and in the second goal was a superb sort of... It wasn't a solo effort, because Forshaw put him through. He ran in. And had the sort of he was cool enough and calm enough to cut back onto his other foot, onto his favourite left foot, and smack it past Zieler into the goal. So great sort of plus for Borough that another of the out of form players, another of the out of form big players for the season has hit form again, which has happened in each of the last three away games. Somebody has come to the fore in those games. Valdez, Martin Deron. And then
I prefer not to speak about Martin.
No, that's it. Because that's the other side of the Leicester coin, that we came 15 seconds away from victory, and he stuck his leg out in the box and fouled Morgan, and it shouldn't have happened. Well, we have to learn from these things. Maybe it was a bit like Richard III in the end of the War of the Roses. It was kind of like a draw in the end, because Henry killed him, but then married Richard's sister. To bring the houses together.
Are you
together.
Suggesting that we should bury Martin Deroon under a car park somewhere? And actually
maybe, yeah.
He's left undiscovered. Ito Karanka says Middlesbrough goals can be catalyst as far as Alvaro Negredo is actually concerned. A catalyst, of course, looking at that wonderful chemical definition of a system that effectively allows a reaction to take place. And at the end of that reaction, it remains unchanged.
Mm.
It's a chemical definition of catalyst and so on. Moving on from that point of view, Chelsea, of course, was the last official podcast that we actually did, in which I'm still looking at the cover, which says "Shock at President Trump," and the classic line there, which maybe you'd like to read for us, Rob, from the opening cover with Gareth looking down on Wigord with the line,
"It's never a good idea to let a redhead with dangerous ideas take over."
Just a thought there, but well.
And of course, Gareth Southgate. If we go from the politics of it to the politics of football, Gareth Southgate got the job, didn't he? Finally got the England job this week.
He did, yes. So
is that a good thing, do we think?
It can't be any worse than where we've been, really, from that perspective, you know. I think I was just trying to do the mannequin once again there. I mean, who else was available in terms of the England job? David O'Leary would have been a nice outside bet, perhaps. Or there's always you know, the notion of Paolo Di Canio if they wanted to go foreign. You know, great hilarity.
Well, David O'Leary would have been.
Indeed, yes, yes. As many Leeds and Aston Villa fans will actually attest to in their ways. One thing we shouldn't ignore, because clearly every match over the football world, I think, and certainly in England, will be having a minute's silence for the tragedy that was the Chapo Coenzi disaster, the aircraft disaster, which, again...
appalling, absolutely. It's the images that we've got back of the survivors, of three players in the dressing room, and every image of it's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Unlike the Busby Babes, which I know one or two folk have actually harkened back to, in this particular case it is pretty much the whole team has gone completely.
Yes.
And one of the chaps, obviously, he had to have his leg amputated. Yes. As well, so, you know, challenges in every sense of the word, and I think a lot of prayers and a lot of therapy needed to work through that hurt whole process. We will be talking in this particular edition about the Chelsea game and how that sort of developed. Let's just share with that now, because it looked for a time as though, you know, again, a game of two halves, perhaps. Or did you feel that, you know, Chelsea, we were fortunate to just have a one-goal win? Or was it just a case of, well, it was inevitable?
No, I don't think it was inevitable. I think it was quite a good... I think we matched them pretty closely. And there was a feeling from Middlesbrough fans that they wished the international break hadn't come when it had, because we were on a bit of a roll. But I thought at the same time, if we were on a roll, look at the way Chelsea went into that with a 5-0 win, and then you had their international players playing particularly well. Hazard playing superbly well for Belgium, who scored 8 goals, which is incredible. So they really, really were going well, and they must be. I don't know what you think, Jenny, but I think they've got to be one of the favourites for the title, Chelsea.
Oh, I think so. I think so this time, yeah.
Antonio Conte.
Yeah.
Of course, working through the process there.
Yeah.
And the Hull City coming up, which is what the focus of this podcast will be, when we'll be speaking about how Middlesbrough are now officially the North's top team. We are Cox of the North in terms of the pyramid. You know, Newcastle obviously looking to fight through. Sunderland keep trying, desperately trying, but, you know, still flirting with relegation to that point of view. And, of course, Hull City, if you do include that Yorkshire aspect, well, yes, we're ahead of them from that point of view. So we'll talk about that. We might even share some thoughts on how Mike Phelan's team did manage to deal with their penalties appropriately against another little side from the North East who obviously didn't.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you fancy a film, we have over 80 great films to choose from, to suit all ages and all film tastes. Why not check out the free film trailers and see if there's anything you fancy? If the latest blockbuster film isn't your thing, then how about one of our classic films, such as The Great Escape, Rain Man, or Some Like It Hot?
250.
250?
Yeah.
You're crazy. You ought to be locked up. You too. 250 guys just walking down the road just like that.
Of course, I'm an excellent driver.
You know how to drive?
Yeah.
Rain Man! You never touch the steering wheel when I'm driving. Do you hear me?
Of course, I don't have my underwear.
To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial *800.
Hi, this is Chase Masterson, founder of the Pop Culture Hero Coalition. the first ever organization to make a stand against bullying, racism, misogyny, LGBT bullying, cyberbullying, and other forms of hate using pop culture stories that we love. We all love superheroes. Why not be one? Check out our website at www.popcultureherocoalition.org. Follow us on Facebook at Pop Culture Hero Coalition and on Twitter at Superhero IRL. Thanks so much.
Fly Me to the Moon, taking Middlesbrough football fans through the premiership cosmos. And hey, if I'm mispronouncing Middlesbrough, realize, one, I'm an American, and two, it's the fault of the YouTube pronunciation video.
Hi, this is Jean Bruce Scott.
And Randy Reinholz.
And when we're not busily producing some of the most outstanding Native American theater in Los Angeles,
we always like to check out the best of British audio adventures with Alex Lefchuk and his team of the Midweek Drive.
And Midweek Drive morning editions on Siren FM.
And Southside Broadcasting. Podbean.com.
Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio, and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you would like to access a paid service, such as our wide range of TV channels, Sky Sports, our great range of films, or just need a little internet access, then you'll need to buy a bundle. Buying a longer stay bundle will give you the best value for money, so try to buy a bundle to suit your maximum length of stay. If you pay for a TV service with your debit or credit card and happen to leave the hospital earlier than expected, then just contact our customer care team from your bedside phone. They may be able to downgrade your bundle to a shorter duration and give you a partial refund. To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial star 800.
Hi, this is Bernie Slavin, and you're listening to Rob Nichols on Fly Me to the Moon.
Thank you, Bernie.
He's got another book out, hasn't he?
He has got another book out, yeah. I think he's been in shopping centres signing them, so...
Darn, I've missed him this time round. Ah. Never mind. So obviously, just catch up with him. We must invite him into the studio. In fact, it's time we had some more Borough players in
with
us.
Yeah, he got an award, actually. He has a Teesside Hero this week for his charity fundraising efforts over the years, because it's... something until that award that a lot of people weren't aware of, that he does an awful lot of fundraising of one sort or another.
Jenny, you're good at names, being obviously an author and such like. Do you think actually we should really go along with the chairman of Hull City and actually change their name to the Tigers?
Oh, gosh, no.
Very enough. But they are coming to the Riverside, are they not, Rob?
They are indeed, on Monday.
On the back of their success against that other team from the North East.
Yeah, indeed. Newcastle United beaten on penalties. Mm. Newcastle pay the penalty.
Did they really want to play Manchester United in the semi-final? I don't think so. Really.
No, of course not.
So
no.
I think, to be fair, with all the best will in the world to Mike Phelan's chaps from Hull City, the likelihood is it's going to be a final between Liverpool and Manchester United.
It looks that way, doesn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Jurgen Klipp-Klopp-Klopp, Klipp-Klopp-Klopp, Klipp-Klopp, versus Jose, formerly the special one, Mourinho, moody man.
Yes, will he be in the stands or in the dugout?
I just don't know, really. It's just such, it could almost be a villain in one of your books, actually. But have you considered having invited Jose Mourinho, possibly, Jenny, to actually cameo in one of the sort of tales that you've had about Alex Hastings?
It's a nice idea. The problem is I couldn't be sure he'd be there for too long. I mean, I don't think he'd be in the stands.
That's why I said cameo.
Yeah.
Passing phase. He's done a few bits and pieces, adverts for BT and so on, so I'm sure he might be sort of persuaded to do that. On paper, as they always say, you would expect 3 points.
Yeah, absolutely.
From this perspective, given that Hull City's squad is not exactly overflowing with riches.
No.
Apart from Robert Snodgrass and possibly Mr. Hiddleston. That's about it, really.
That's right, it's just
only
one or two players. Well,
but yes, the sort of aspects that, however, they have shown at odd times this season that suddenly they can turn it on.
Well, they started quite well, didn't they? I think they surprised everybody, and that's how Mike Phelan got the job. And but they had such a small squad to start the season, and they just it seemed to sort of fire them up. The pressure for Middlesbrough, I suppose, is the pressure of expectation that this has been one game that from the very off we thought, well, this is 3 points.
Which is what we thought about Crystal Palace.
Well, that's true. And because Crystal Palace have continued to have an appalling record and, of course, just been beaten 5-4, there's a bit of pressure there, isn't there? Mm. There's probably not that pressure on the players and the management of Hull at this stage, I suppose.
Well, look, I mean, if you're actually looking at the numbers alone, Hull sit in 18th position with 11 points, Middlesbrough in 15th position with 12 points. So on that basis alone, you'd have to say, yeah, okay. Exactly, Jenny, as you put your fists together there, just in case you... Exactly. So it is an interesting one where you could understand Hull saying, well, from their perspective, it's a must-win from their point of view as well. Or
yeah,
a must-not lose.
If we'd have held on to that win at Leicester, it would have been a whole completely different ball game.
You would have
3 points
in 13th position, just ahead of Burnley.
Yeah, and a lot of teams, that's right, there would have been a lot of teams below us. Leicester would have been below us. Now we've got to look at the whole game, we've got to look at winning the whole game, and then in a couple of weeks after that, winning at home against Swansea as well, I think.
So are we writing off Liverpool?
Well, I'm just saying that those are the two games that we definitely need. It would be fantastic to get a good result against Liverpool, obviously. But first and foremost, Hull are lucky in some respects that this game's on the Monday, isn't it? Because
they've had time to relax.
They have recovered from the penalties, etc. Hopefully we can bring them back down to earth again and take them back to their league form. But I think a lot, some people will be saying that it's time to sort of put in a really good performance. I just want to win, really, myself. I'm not bothered about the performance, but get another win. But our performances have been very, very good recently. We've looked, you mentioned Watford at the start of the show, and that was obviously, that was the last really big disappointment. Since then, we really sort of, have come back and kicked on and come together as a team. And Martin Deroon's indiscretions of heart.
You wouldn't mention his name.
we've looked at a really solid team at the back, midfield competing with everybody, and starting to fire up front.
Rumours, of course, that Chelsea could be looking at Ben Gibson amongst others, and so a little line from that perspective. Jenny, in the wilds of Saltburn, is this Borough excitement transmitting itself down the coast?
Actually, it is. If you walk up and down the street and they're playing, you can often hear the radio commentary coming out of windows. Seriously, it's really quite nice, and you see Borough scarves around. I think it is. I think people are very excited by it and very happy to have a Premiership football team back where they belong.
Well, in the words of Ben Lewis, a Level 2 public relations undergraduate from the University of Lincoln and a Brighton supporter, he felt that Middlesbrough were the best team by far they played last season. Ben would have been joining us on the programme, but he's in lectures at this time.
Oh, right.
A bit like Joe Nicholson, really, out about doing his academic stuff, Level 2 and so on, and celebrating accordingly. Looking ahead to the Christmas setup, this is not the Christmas special, that'll be the Swansea package that we'll be talking about in a couple of weeks' time.
Well, we've got Southampton, don't we?
Exactly. Away to Southampton on Sunday, the 11th of December, and then home to Liverpool on the 14th of December, before that, 17th of December, Swansea City number.
Let's say, first of all, about Southampton, which is it's a fantastic thing that it's only £20 for away fans, because we've got the brilliant £30 away initiative this season, which has been one of the reasons why Middlesbrough have been selling out within half an hour of most games, away games going on sale. But £20 at Southampton is because the Football Supporters Federation approached their sponsor, Virgin Media, and worked with them, and they're actually subsidising the £10 for each person, which is fantastic. And it'd be great if other clubs around the country could do that, because it's not a massive amount if you work it out through the season for sponsors, compared to other things that the sponsor. Would it be £600,000, maybe?
Exactly.
I mean, it depends what the sponsors are. But for Virgin Media, it's a fantastic amount of goodwill, isn't it?
And a drop in the ocean.
And every single person who goes there knows the reason why they are paying £20, and they know who to be thankful for, if you like.
What else are they going to do, Virgin? maybe sponsor Southside Broadcasting's Fly Me to the Wind podcast.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Mm. Are you listening, Richard Branson? If you are, hello.
That'll be a difficult game to start off with in South Coast, because Southampton have been playing pretty well, haven't they? They're an amazing side, because every season you think that they can't recover from losing
new players.
But I had a young lad, that was a 17-year-old, who came through last weekend, who was playing brilliantly. And
Virgil van Dijk, who apart from being a possible target for Man City, I think is just the name alone, Virgil van Dijk, just a range of things there. Okay, Jenny, what will be your prediction for Middlesbrough versus Hull City?
I would like to see Middlesbrough 3-1, but I think it'll be 2-1, Middlesbrough.
Mm-hmm. I'll go 3-0 to Middlesbrough. Rob?
I'll do 2-0.
There we are. How can people subscribe to the paper edition of Fly Me to the Moon if they're saying, we want one, we want more than one, we want 10, we want the full season's worth?
Oh, yeah. You can still get the full season's worth. I haven't thrown them all away yet. It's checks for £22 to Fly Me to the Moon, Unit 7, Rental Centre, Jilks Street, Middlesbrough, TS1, 5AP. I'm going to do a Christmas subscription. I'll probably send a Christmas card, and that you can get in touch now about that. That's £11, and the first one will be in
Christmas
January,
card, possibly signed by Jenny Finch and myself as well.
Well, brilliant! That's right,
award-winning author Jenny Finch. Which brings us neatly around, of course, Jenny, to the serial that's currently occupying the centre pages of Fly Me to the Moon. I don't know if you've had a chance to cast your eye over this. Rob, would you like to remind our listener, if they're not familiar with the Homes at the Riverside text, what it's all about, and how a little name check to the author when we did a little dramatised version of Spidgin on the last edition of Fly Me to the Moon?
It's Melvin Small is the author, and he's just had his second volume of Homes Holmes books, it's just come out, Holmes short stories, I should say. And
Holmes,
this is
Holmes.
Yes, as in Sherlock
Baker
Holmes.
Street,
sorry, Sherlock Holmes from, yeah, that's right, Baker Street. And this is a thriller that's going through the season, serialised. And we're well through it.
There's
now.
There's murder at the Riverside, Jenny.
There was murder at the Riverside, and we it's a whodunit.
Murder,
or is it?
Murder on the streets of Teesside, murder on the streets of Birmingham. Oh, no, that's a Smith.
Fantasy.
I've got them all, but I haven't read the last one because I don't want to spoil it for myself.
So, Jenny, does this appeal to you?
I think it's a brilliant idea. Yeah. I'm looking forward to reading it. I really am.
You might like to take part in our dramatised reading next time.
I'll have to think about it.
Straightforward. You've been listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast companion for the Hull City game. And we wish all Tigers well in that 86-mile journey, obviously, from the KCOM stadium. Is it KCOM or is it KPAX? It's KB... Whatever stadium do they call it these days?
Yeah, Kingston Communications.
One of those two. Anyway, yeah. That's it.
KC.
It was a lot easier when it was simply Boothferry Park, personally. But that was a long time ago, in another dimension, when Stuart Pearson used to play for them, and Tommy Doherty said that they were actually a sleeping giant. Well, there we are. They're now in the Premiership again. And who knows, they might even be heading for an EFL Cup final.
Yeah, yes.
Right.
Will it take all the tickets?
Exactly. We wish you well. Don't forget, Fly Me to the Moon, the next podcast will be the Swansea City one.
Yeah.
And it will be our Christmas special as well. We should do something special for that.
Dress up.
The holiday season. On radio, that always works perfectly.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's wrap up with the final sequence. I think, Jenny, it's the first time this season you will have taken part in this utterance that we've gone back to the old school scenario, have we?
Yes, indeed.
All right, so a one, a two, a three.
Come on, Borough. And up the Borough.
Fly me to the moon. Taking Middlesbrough football fans through the Premiership cosmos. And hey, if I'm mispronouncing Middlesbrough, realize, one, I'm an American, and two, it's the fault of the YouTube pronunciation video.